Good afternoon. Welcome back. This is the Football Full Disclosure. We are on Game Week 32, Episode 17. Episode 17. We've done it. Well, what have we done?
Well, we haven't done.
We've made some podcasts. There we go.
We've done it. We've got 17 podcasts.
We've got 17 podcasts, but more importantly, we've got 76 points. That's Liverpool, of course.
Yes.
What are you happy most about? The West Ham win or Mo Salah signing up?
You know my thoughts on Mo Salah now. He's been incredible this season. Absolutely incredible. No, you don't want to lose him on a free transfer. Liverpool fans listening to this will probably hate me for saying it, but I probably would have sold him a few seasons ago and cashed in 160 million on him personally, because I think that would have been good business. But
okay,
that being said, his stats are fantastic. I wouldn't have wanted to lose him on a free transfer.
No.
So I am happy he's signed because we get hopefully two more good years out of him. And I think we will. I mean, he's very fit.
I think for me, it's the transition. It's a huge transitional year for this Liverpool side. I think the word is, according to Virgil van Dijk, for some reason, and Arne Slot, there will be wholesale changes across the team. So what you don't need to lose people like Mo Salah, Virgil van Dijk, and then start afresh. You want players like that to help in the transition, in my opinion. I think that's important. I think that's why the signing is so important for us.
I agree with you. I actually think you keep what you already have. Your foundations are there.
Yeah.
And then you just add to it. Because again, you want players to bed in over two more seasons, let's say.
Yeah.
Who's going to take over from Salah?
And Van Dijk.
Yeah. Right. You get those players in this summer.
Mm.
And then you've got 2 years of them really getting embedded.
That's it.
Getting used to the way that Slot wants to play. It's going to be slightly different, obviously, than they've probably played somewhere else. So that will work, won't it? And then that smooth transition, hopefully, is us continuing to compete and win.
Yeah. Let's talk about the West Ham game. How nervous were you? Because I was. We started stronger than previous games. And I think that was quite important. You know, start strong. I think I feel as if some statistics show that we've conceded early goals in the last few games, obviously. But we started stronger. But again, there was a drop in the performance and we let West Ham back into that game. And it looks, for me, it looked a bit like, eesh, is this a game we might actually lose, draw?
I was not sure. I found it difficult to watch as well. I agree with you. We started really, really well.
Yeah.
And you think this is great. If we don't have a midweek game, we're fine. I think we come out strong with energy. If we do, we're just knackered. I think we've just got to a stage of the season, as we spoke about last time, we haven't had a lot of rotation,
no.
So we're very, very tired. I was confident if we'd had that week break, we'd be better.
Yeah.
But even by, as you say, the second half, it's creeping in again and you're thinking, oh man, until they score that goal and then we're like, right, we've got to, you know, I think everybody's like, right, we've got to go for it. Come on, we've got to get the win. Let's not drop points when Arsenal have dropped points.
Exactly. It was an unfortunate own goal from Robertson. I don't know what happened. Well, it was strange. It was a weird one. It was just, I've no idea who was at fault. Was it Van Dijk? Was it someone wasn't listening to someone? I know that much. But Van Dijk, you know, before he, obviously the reports are he will be signing very soon. So it was written in the stars. Before he signs, he makes amends for the mistake he maybe potentially makes and scores the winning goal that pushes us ever closer to that second Premier League title.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mix-up, lack of communication, wasn't
it?
Van Dijk's gone. I mean, if Robertson wasn't there, I'm not sure
whether
Van Dijk's clearance would have just gone in anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he got off because Robertson was there and it came off him and went in. He's kind of like, oh, whoops. But ultimately, yes, he steps up and gets the goal and gets us the win, doesn't he, in the end, which is fantastic. And yes, apparently he will be signed by the end of this week.
Wait.
That's what it's looking like. This is the talk. So both him and Salah both signed up. Fantastic. That's positive.
Yep.
Van Dijk, people have been giving him a little bit of grief recently, saying his form's dropped.
He hasn't been as good.
Mm. But look at his whole season.
He's
played every game.
We have to judge him over the whole season. I think that's important. For me, over the entire season, the best defender in the league by country mile. I know they use this term an awful lot, but he is Rolls Royce. He makes he makes football look easy. He just, you know, he doesn't usually look like he panics in these situations. You know, his reading of the game, I think, is probably one of the best I've seen in a long, long time. So for me, again, much like Salah, having someone like Van Dijk helps with that transition, helps with having, you know, you want that experience still in that side, because imagine losing your Van Dijks for next season. It's just, it's a completely different, you know, defense. So
yeah, it would have been, I think it would have been too big for him just to have gone, and then we're like, oh, because he's not really replaceable. You can't really replace him. There's nobody I can think of.
In world football?
Yeah,
no,
they could just step into that and say, right, it doesn't matter, I'll take over and do what he was just doing. I don't think that happens.
No.
So yeah, absolutely. That bringing somebody else in who will eventually take his place. Obviously, you've got Konate there who's been with him for a little while already.
Konate's
quality.
Fan, yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I mean,
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like, well, potential there. Absolutely.
Joe Gomez is a bit still injury prone, I think, for me.
I'm a big fan of Joe Gomez. He's an awesome utility player.
Absolutely.
But ultimately, that's all he's ever going to be, I think.
Don't say that.
No, it's sad. But I think ultimately it is, because I could never see him, even if he stays fit, being
what, 38 games defender.
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, there was a time when him and Van Dijk were playing next to each other, and you thought this looks really good, actually.
Yeah.
And then again, sadly for him,
the injuries.
Yeah, the injuries came in again, and it just didn't work out. Yeah. And I can't see that he's going to be able to do that. But it is nice. I hope he stays, because it's nice to have a player who
can. I think so.
Slot in anywhere you need him to when you need him.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, two games to go. We might win at Anfield if we're lucky. You'd imagine that Leicester is an easy pickings.
I would hope that we would get a win against Leicester, and the way Arsenal are going, it could, you know, that could be enough.
Oh, let's hope not.
I hope not.
Arsenal,
I want it to be at Anfield as well. I think that's that's nice. If we get the Leicester win and then we win it the following game, fantastic. That's what we all want. That's what all Liverpool supporters want. So hopefully that will be the case. But we'll have to wait and see. But
there,
I mean, it's only a matter of time.
There we are. So you can say first place is done, obviously. But now it's heating up, isn't it? The battle for third place, or second place, third place, fourth place. And as it looks, Champions League places might be up to fifth place. It's essentially, it's you've got Arsenal 57, but you have to go all the way down to Fulham in ninth place. Brighton, even in 10th place, on 48 points. And Arsenal, sorry, on 63 points. It's going to be an interesting one at the end of the season, looking who gets that top, you know, second to fifth position. What do you reckon? What do you think?
Well, you know, I said I think the 1-2-3 will be as it is now. Ooh. But then when you're looking at that, I mean, Newcastle actually got a game in hand, haven't they?
Forest are losing form at the wrong time of the season.
I
think
this isn't
the time for them to be, you know, going back and forth, a little bit wee, a little bit wah. I think they were shocked over this over the weekend against it was Everton, who are doing Everton things, Moyes things, you know, not conceding and scoring a very, very late goal. I want to speak a little bit about actually Everton. It's an interesting one, because let's break it down. Everton, they faced Forest. They made hard work for us beating them. They drew against Arsenal, I think, a couple of weeks back. Against the top six, that Everton side looked like not a bad team.
Completely different team.
I know.
Under Moyes, isn't it, than what they had before? Yeah. And quite crazy how much better they've got.
I know.
They're doing well against the bigger teams. But they're doing well in general, and, you know,
I mean,
obviously,
I
think
38 points, obviously, they're above. They're above United.
Yes.
Oh, let's not laugh.
Well, honestly. I mean, you have to, because let's be honest. I don't know. It's mad to me. You look at the bottom of that table, and you're looking, okay,
United.
Yeah, Everton down there. I mean, they've been bad for a few seasons. They've been there or thereabouts, right? But, you know, United are below them, and Spurs are below them, and you're thinking, What's going on? It's crazy, right?
It's been a strange, strange season. Strange that we have run away with it. Actually, that was another good question I wanted to ask you. You know, a lot of people have been speaking about Liverpool. You know, have we run away with the title, or is this a situation where we got lucky because City had probably the worst season in, what, 5-6 years. Arsenal could have been, should have been our closest competitor. Have not really been in it. At the core of it, have they really been in it? I'm not really sure. So is it a situation that we have just been really strong or the league has been weak this season?
I think it's a mixture of both. Mm. I think it's everybody wants to bring this down, play it down. Oh, you know, everybody was so bad this season. Liverpool got lucky, blah, 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 blah. But you know, we've only lost 2 games all season, right? You still have to win your games. You do. It doesn't matter. If the teams around you are floundering, absolutely, you still have to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good chance we're going to finish into the 80s, which is a good points tally. There are many, many teams that have finished in the 70s.
Fewer,
and still won titles. Mm. So to say, and people say, oh, the Premier League, the quality's gone down. I mean, like, I don't think that's the case. I just think it's been so competitive the last few seasons that people seem to think that's how it's always been.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. Let's be honest. City had the same team they had last season.
They did.
Lost one player and it fell apart. Okay, so, I mean, take from that what you will.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not Liverpool's fault that people around them are not having...
Floundering.
Yeah, are not having particularly good seasons. Man City were top. Yeah. Arsenal were doing well.
Yep.
Liverpool overtook them and then have consistently been the best team.
We
and
have.
That's why we're top of the league.
Absolutely,
and that's why we're ahead by 13 points now, which could be a lot more by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I don't care.
If I like that.
If the people around us aren't doing well, that's not on us.
We take all advantage of that.
All
absolutely.
We can do is win our games
and that's what we've
and
done.
Keep doing, and that's what we've done.
Indeed.
And you know what? I hope long may it continue. Next
there
season and the season after, I hope all these teams continue to have poor seasons and we just keep doing what we need to do.
Do you believe me when I said, I think last week I mentioned, I made a bold statement. I said we would win the Premier League again next season. And I stand by that. I'm going to eat my words, obviously, but I stand by that because I think we are in such a strong position right now with the signings of those two fellas, Van Dijk and Salah. And then we'll be making even more additions in the right positions. I think we're in a much stronger position for next season than the other teams, who I think it looks like they could be making even larger wholesale changes. I mean, Man City, you know, the win this weekend, for example, probably masked a bit of their issues that they had. You know, Kevin De Bruyne is leaving, but I think we're in a good position next year compared to...
He was good
to
in that game, though, Kevin De Bruyne. He played well.
It's a swan song for him, isn't it? It's like, it's... Yeah, it's Kevin De Bruyne then.
But I think he showed what he can still do, and that's the point.
What he can still do.
Mm. I mean, I feel bad for him because I think he's put so much into that team. You know, he's given a lot for that team, and he's been consistently one of the best players in the Premier League.
Marty, he's given a lot, and he's gotten a lot from that team as well. He's got, what, 7 or 6 Premier League titles to show for it, Champions League.
For how long?
Well... Obviously, he's not signing on. So Kevin De Bruyne is obviously moving on. And how do you replace Kevin De Bruyne? You don't replace Kevin De Bruyne. That's just it's a fact. You don't replace a player like that. But City, you know, let's talk about City and Crystal Palace. Did you watch the game?
I saw a fair bit of it. Yeah,
5-2 City. It was looking that first. Half.
I liked it when it was Palace were 2-0 up. I'm thinking, great, this is awesome. Yeah.
Could have been 3.
Yeah,
Palace absolutely. Looked amazing. I think that front three of Eze, Mateta and I think it's Ismail Sarr, looked like they were running that City team absolutely riot. And it looked as if, for me, it looked as if, wow, City, you've got major issues. You've got major issues for next season. You've got major issues right now, even. But somehow, some way, I think that City side, I'm sure Pep probably got, you know, stuck into them a little bit. And you saw the quality that they still have. So you can't count them out still for next season. But I think there's a whole lot more changes that they need to make for next season.
Yeah. I would never count them out of any game because they spent so much money. They do have a lot of quality.
Yeah.
They will spend more money in the summer. They will have more quality next season. They've already brought in some good players. That Marmoush is quality, really good player.
Oh, he's good.
You're seeing some of their young players stand up now.
O'Reilly,
Ronnie,
Bob.
So... Yeah, Bob, of course, Bob's been away for quite a long time,
he's
hasn't
been
he?
Out, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, they have young players as well. Look, they will do a lot of business. Mm. Absolutely, they will. But of course, there's still a big shadow hanging over Manchester City, isn't there? So we've got to wait and see what happens with that.
I don't know. 115 shadows.
Yeah, 115 shadows. So look, I'm interested to see what happens with that because it's all gone very quiet. I haven't heard anything about it.
I know.
About it for
I don't like
now.
When that happens. It's either it's going to go their way. Well, it's 50-50, isn't it? It's either going to go their way or we'll see City in League Two next season if some people have their way. But anyway, I think, you know, they scored 5 goals, you know, coming back from a 2-0 deficit. I think that is what City can do. And that is without Haaland, who's been out injured, obviously. So I think, yeah, City will be a threat next season, obviously. But again, I would still put us above City in terms of where we are right now. What about Arsenal? What does Arsenal need next season? We know what they need. Everyone knows what they
Everybody
need.
Knows what they need, apart from, obviously, the people who work at Arsenal.
They need a striker.
Absolutely.
They need a striker.
They need attackers.
Yeah.
Sort that one out. I'm sure they've been looking at this and saying, okay, there's, you know, we have work to do. But I mean, how many seasons is it going to go on? Yeah. Mm. They keep going and they're like, right, they're close, but close is not enough. You need to get there, don't you?
I'm going to say something controversial. I love it, but I don't care. I think Arteta has taken Arsenal as high as he can. I think we saw the best of Arsenal on last season. It was 90 odd points that they got. I don't think he can take him any further than that, even with whatever extra players he can get in. I don't see an Arsenal team, for example, picking up 96, 97 odd points to win a Premier League title. Because like I said, we will strengthen next season. So do you see an Arsenal team? Do you see Mikel Arteta taking that Arsenal team any further than he already has?
That's a tricky one, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, he's been there quite a while now.
Yeah, and what, 2 cups to show for it? FA Cup and a what?
It's not terrible, is it? But I mean, ultimately, everyone will be judged on Premier League titles.
There we go.
Or Champions Leagues. I think they're the two big ones. I mean, you can be forgiven for maybe not winning Premier Leagues if you're winning Champions Leagues. Because that's, hey, look, we're the best in Europe. We may not be the best necessarily in England. We didn't win the league, but we're the best in Europe. Great, fantastic. But outside of that, I think it's got to be one of the two. And if he gets one of those, then all's good. You know, he's going to be fine for a while.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then people are going to keep asking questions, aren't they? If the benchmark is you need to get at least 95 points to win the Premier League, of course that wasn't the case this season.
No.
They did miss an opportunity because if Arsenal were firing like they were last season, then it could have been very different. It would have been a much more tighter, entertaining,
closer.
Title race for the neutral, but again, for us, we're completely fine with how it went. But they definitely need firepower. Let's see. They've got some good players.
They've got a very good team. Do they have the right manager?
This is the question. Let's see what they do this summer. Right? Because if they do strengthen, and when we're looking at that Arsenal team at the start of next season, we're saying, okay, they've got the firepower now. Mm-hmm. There's no excuses.
Yep.
Okay, because they shouldn't have picked up injuries and then not had players to come in and be able to cover for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
They weren't prepared for that at all. Okay. But they need to be. So let's wait and see. Let's see after next season. If they're competing again, because if they're second again and they are doing well, then, you know.
Let's see.
Let's see.
I want to talk about two teams now who I think one I read wants to be Arsenal or could even possibly replace Arsenal in terms of where they are in the league. The other, I think, is a bit of an outlier in the sense that they've had grossly overperformed. The first one is Newcastle and Nottingham Forest. Newcastle I can't say they've gone under the radar. They've not really gone under the radar, have they? They beat us in the League Cup. That's already a good season. And they turned over United 4-1. And what that showed was United are, they've got a lot of work to do. And Newcastle are so much further ahead in their development.
Well, United, and I'm talking about Manchester United here, need a complete overhaul. Mm. I mean, it's not just, you could say Jamie Carragher was talking about Liverpool, 6 players.
Yeah.
Fine. I mean, you could gut that whole United team and start again.
You should right from the goalkeeper. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's been getting a lot of stick. I don't want to add to that stick. I'm not a fan of you know, putting more pressure on keepers and saying they're this, they're that and everything else, but his head's not in the game anymore. I think maybe they need to start again right from the goalkeeper all the way up to Hoyland.
Yeah, Ramsdale is the talk that I was reading this morning as a potential.
Oh,
I know, right? this is what I'm reading is a potential. And again, if this is coming from United,
he'll get them relegated.
Well, if it's coming from United, I mean, I think yeah, they need to be maybe setting the bar
a bit higher than Ramsdale,
don't they? I'm not sure that's the solution to their potential
problems. Aaron Ramsdale is not the solution to their problem. He's a good keeper. I'll give him that much, but. Oh, there's a bit of
Mistakes in him as well.
It's not just mistakes, but it's. I mean, he's been relegated with two or three sides now. Doesn't look good. I mean, for a United side that's trying to move off, where are they?
No, I think they should sign him.
14th place. I don't think Aaron Ramsdale is the guy they should be signing, because I can tell you right now, he will preside over a relegated United next season.
That's it. Sign him up. So
sign him up. Okay, Newcastle. I think this is a side that's further ahead in their development. I've been speaking to some Newcastle supporters, and they're talking Premier League next season. And I told them, you need to tone that down a little bit. You'll not win the Premier League next season, because the game we won against West Ham, games like that, that's what defines a Premier League winning side. Games when you're not playing very well, you leave that game with the 3 points. I don't think Newcastle have that in them. I don't think over 38 game season, Newcastle are winning, I don't know, what do you think you need for a Premier League title? You know, 20 plus wins. I don't see that.
No, I think they are a good side. They've got some good players, really good players now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they had their takeover. They have money now. This gives them, you know,
firepower,
potential to build their squad and be able to bring in big name players. So are Newcastle going to be there or thereabouts? Then absolutely, I think they are. And I think they will be now for a while, because it's what happens in football. You get taken over, you get money.
You get money.
You can buy better players.
An injection
of
money.
You can then compete. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to win a title next season.
No.
I mean, they are trying to do this gradually, so they say. So, like, it's...
Yeah.
You know, we're not just going to go out there and throw loads of money at
it. No.
Okay. So, there is a progression there.
Okay.
But again, I like the manager. I know you're not a huge fan. He's not very well at the moment.
He's not, pneumonia, isn't it? I'm not a fan of his because of he makes it hard work for Liverpool. And that's not because he's a bad manager or anything like that. It's because he's such a well-organized manager. That's why I don't like him. So it's nothing to do with anything other than the fact that actually... he's a good manager and he makes it hard work for Liverpool.
Yeah.
So, you know, credit to him, and hopefully he gets well very soon. But I don't see Newcastle being there in a title race. I think it's, you know, over 38 games, a little bit just behind on their development. They've got great players, you know, Isak. For me, Tonali, the best midfielder in the league right now. But that defence maybe needs a little bit more work and maybe, you know, just a bit of luck as well, you know?
Good chance they're finishing Champions League this season.
It looks
like
it.
And they really won a trophy. So, and we said this last week, really good season for them, regardless. Yeah. So they're not going to care. Next season, if they're there or thereabouts again, and again, we've got to take Champions League football into consideration here as well, because
Villa
have had the same problems playing Champions League football and then trying to compete in the Premier League as well. Mm. It's not easy.
Mm.
Newcastle are going to have to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's looking like that's going to be the case. So if they're playing Champions League, they're playing with the big boys in Europe, they're going to be fielding stronger teams in that.
Mm.
They need to have a team that can then, as you said, pick up these points against the teams that are there to, you know, take a point. Take a couple of points from you here and there and going to make it hard work for you. So, we'll see.
I think
potentially Champions League football for them this season.
Yeah.
This is a great season for Newcastle. Any Newcastle fan will be ecstatic with the way things have gone. So,
good season, yeah.
We'll see how they fare next year.
The second team was Forest, obviously. That was they're losing form, I think, right at the wrong time. And, you know, they lost, obviously, to Everton. We spoke a little bit about Everton. But, you know, we were talking about, you know, Forest last week looking like they were nailed on third place. But it's... you know, the teams around them are picking up points. Arsenal, who knows what's going on there. But, you know, this probably isn't the time for Forest to you know, to start losing form. Do you think this was an outlier of a season for them? Or do you see Forest challenging again next season?
I think a lot of people, you know, Jamie Carragher thought they were going to get, they were in the relegation battle. Yeah. So, I mean, couldn't have been more wrong.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they're punching above their weight a bit this season, aren't they? Yeah. Of course they are. They, once teams have kind of figured out how they play,
it's
going to be harder for them. Yeah, and that usually happens in a season.
Yeah.
Nobody's expected them to come out doing it this way. Mm. They've had their system. It's worked. Now there's enough analysis. That's the word I'm looking for. There's been enough analysis on them to say, okay, this is how we deal with this threat now.
Mm.
So maybe that's why it's become a bit more difficult.
Mm.
Nuno's going to have to mix his game up next season.
Will. Absolutely.
But again, if they finish in Europe, in any, you know, if they finish in the top four, amazing, that's incredible, cool. Absolutely incredible season. But even if they finish in Europe, still a great season.
It's a great season.
And then, you know, absolutely, that's extra money coming in for them, which, you know, much needed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they'll be okay next season. I think they'll make some signings.
Yeah.
I think they've got a good manager.
Mm.
I think they'll still be, whether they'll be top four, I don't know. But I mean, I think they'll be top eight.
Yeah, okay. Another two teams we should talk about are Villa and Chelsea. Chelsea have had a major drop-off. I think, I'm going to cast you back to Christmas. Do you remember Christmas and you were talking about Chelsea being potentially a team to challenge us? And I told you, listen, I don't see it. I never really saw it. You know, I thought they were having a decent moment in that moment, but ultimately Chelsea have done Chelsea things right now and they've dropped off completely. Where are they in the league right now? They are six, 54 points, but gosh, you know, they're not really picking up points, the points that they need. They're not picking up wins that they need, rather.
Oh, I don't remember saying that, but
don't give us that. Go on.
But yeah, well, they started off very well. You said, yeah, monumental drop off. They started off very, very well. They did look good. Cole Palmer, of course, singing the praises of. But he's dropped off as well. You know, he was out for a bit.
And yeah.
His kind of form's dipped. So, yeah, it's all gone very cold. There,
no. Oh, pardon the pun.
I know. I couldn't help myself. But, yeah, well, you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is. On that cold note, I'm sorry, that is not a good pun as you just dropped right there. But on that note, thank you very much. It's the lovely talking to everyone. Thank you for listening to us. Hopefully, the next time we're talking to you, we'll be popping a alcohol-free champagne or something like that. Or Ribena. I'll bring us some Ribena for celebration.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.